wasn't a matchup.
They got out coached last night.
Shifting gears. Yeah. Shifting gears on a dime. LSU head football coach Ed Orgeron is with us right now. Coach, thanks for the time, and I'm sure you're pretty proud of Mike Dettillier, who's now a permanent part of Sports Talk here on WWL.
One of the all-time best. A great friend. Mike, I get his draft book every year just to learn terminology. Call him and ask his opinion on everybody. Daddy's on WWL. I just worry about Bobby and Mike and y'all at the same time.
Coach, God bless me with two grandkids, so they taught me how to babysit.
That helps
a little bit, but you know the babysitting can only go so far with kids, and you know me and Bob, that's some potential there.
No, he ain't babysitting me. I'm gonna do what I want to do. You know that.
That's why,
Coach. I want to ask you if we could. So, name, image, and likeness is a very real thing now in collegiate athletics. Are you pretty supportive of it, and you like it? You think it's going to help the sport?
Very supportive. I think it's going to be great. I think there's, you know, I, like everything else, there's going to be some kinks to work out. We hired an outside source to help us out, but, you know, several of our guys, and I'm not involved with it, but several of our guys have signed some deals up for them. I'm happy, and I'm sure others will sign. But like I'm saying, you know, I just hope that the focus is, when we get into the locker room, the focus is on practice and winning football games, and you got to be able to compartmentalize this stuff and use it in a positive way.
You know, Coach O, that's what I question when you compartmentalize, because it's not like gymnastics or it's not like golf or it's not like tennis. When you're dealing with a team sport and you're always going to have, I don't know, you would never admit this as a head coach because you want that team atmosphere, but you could potentially have the haves and the have-nots. And you could have jealousy because you have young individuals that could be immature, because you can look at through the decades, whether it was old school Archie Manning in the 70s, a household name, look, USC, Reggie Bush. You can go on and on throughout, and not everybody's paid. And then if you have one player that's well compensated and other players that, damn, all I got is like my tuition. I'm trying to buy a damn ham sandwich. I mean, so how do you balance that when you're going to truly have the haves and the have-nots in a team sport?
You know, like I said the other day, you know, Bobby, the game is changing fast. And as I get older, I'm going to have to change. So, you know, I'm looking to see what people are doing. We're going to have meetings about it. Obviously, we're going to talk about it. But there will be some times that we have meetings to talk about name, image, and likeness, bringing in outside sources. Let them talk about it. But once you get into football, meaning it's got to be football. And, you know, this team is very, very motivated. They've had a great summer so far. I don't see anything getting in their way.
Coach, one of the things talking to Bob and Christian about was that, man, I look at your defensive line, and I know that's your wheelhouse. But, man, you got some talent and some depth like very few teams in college football today has that much type of depth behind your starters. And man, that is so big today in winning in the trenches. And also in the way the game's played today, if you can get a pass rush, help out your secondary. But that to me seems to be the real strength of your football team, the talent and the depth along your defensive line.
Yeah, that's the whole reason I hired Dante Jones is to go to the 4-3. And obviously his expertise is on the back end, and mine is on the front end. So we back to attacking with those defensive linemen, getting up the field. And then we got a bunch of them that we can rotate in. A guy that I'm really excited about that you guys are very familiar with is Mason Smith.
Oh, man.
He's had an outstanding summer. He's first. You know, Mike and Bobby, I told you about it, We ran the stadiums 4 Fridays in a row, 6 o'clock in the morning, just us in there.
So wait, it wasn't Coach Choi, it wasn't punishment?
No. Somebody asked me if we ran them before. I said, yeah, we ran them on the weekends. but hey, look, man, we had a great team building exercise. We opened the stadium up. It was just the team. Tommy Moffitt ran it, did a great job, man. Played the fourth quarter fight song at the end. We started off with 10, then we went to 12, then we went to 14, then we went to 16. Mason Smith made everyone, man. True. What a leader.
Whoa.
And another guy is really going to be one of our top freshmen we signed is Bryce Langston, a kid out of Florida, very quick and strong. And then Savion Smith right there at St. James. And then you put B.J. Ujulari, Ali, and Andre, and all those guys, and the inside guys are coming back. Like you said, Mike, want to be pretty strong.
Now, you know, Coach O, obviously fans asked me, I said, I don't know. Let him compete and see who's going to win the job. They go, who's going to be our quarterback? And I say, I think Coach O's taking the approach that the big eye in the sky don't lie. You evaluate each practice, whether it's in the spring or the fall. And I would think the proximity when it's going to come out, you playing in the Rose Bowl in UCLA, I would say you probably want it in the middle of August to maybe name a starter, whether it would be Miles Brennan or Max Johnson.
Yeah, but, you know, we're in the locker room. We know who the best player is. There ain't no question. Everybody knows. It's gonna work itself out. I'm going to let him play. And the competition is going to be fierce. It's fierce every day. I told him everything that you do. And, you know, both those guys, along with Garrett, are having some great summers. I think it's going to work itself out. I think it's going to be obvious. And obviously, you know, game week going into UCLA, we're going to name our starter. But if we can do it before we can, it's all going to be a field thing.
Now, Coach O, wouldn't it be awesome? Because we were talking to Phil Steele about an hour ago. I said, damn it, I hope this happens. I hope we're in the Rose Bowl and there's more LSU Tiger fans than UCLA fans.
Well, you can bet on that.
No, that would be awesome. How could that not get national attention if that would occur? What? Come on.
No, we got a great fan base. We got the best fans in the world, in my opinion. And, Bobby, I'm in Destin right now, and I walk down the beach. There's some people saying, hey, Coach, we see you in Los Angeles. I have people in Los Angeles calling me that a Tiger. Hey, Coach, you better win. We're bragging about you guys in Los Angeles. So I think we can have a great crowd.
Coach, one of the things I think that has changed, I was talking to Pete Jenkins about this at Louisiana Line Camp. He said, Mike, I agree with you, is the wide receiver position. I don't think any spot in college football has dramatically changed like that from a numbers standpoint, from a talent standpoint. Yeah. A lot of it has to do certainly with 7-on-7. You're not just playing high school football. You're playing in all these tournaments that, man, you brought in four guys. And one or two of those guys are going to see a lot of playing time in 2021. Now, I'm not trying to compare him to Boutte, who I think was terrific last year, and I think he's got a chance to be big time. But you brought in four guys, legit, that can get on that field as a freshman and help.
Yeah. Yeah, you look, and you know, Chris Hilton has had a great spring, a great summer. Malik Neighbors, you know, we offered him the last day and got him. Brian Thomas, a big receiver. Deion Smith, the number one player in the state of Mississippi, has been with us in the spring. And then Jack Beck.
Yep.
So Jack is tough, man. You can use him anywhere. You see the way he played against St. Thomas More. So, really, if you count Jack Beck in there, you got five young receivers to go with this receiving corps. Again, like, I want to go back to 2019. If we got to put five receivers in there in the game or four wide receivers in the game to win the game, that's what I want to do.
LSU coach Ed Ogeron here on Sports Talk. And Coach O, I don't know if you heard new head baseball coach Jay Johnson. He offered if you needed help breaking down film, because he's a big football junkie, he's willing to offer some time to break down some film and put in some hours there. Did you take him up on that offer?
That's good. Hey, you know, I haven't talked to him yet, but I have some friends in California at USC that knows him very well. Excellent coach and excellent man. And I'm sure when he gets that the baseball season, he ain't going to want to mess with no football film.
Now, Coach O, Mike and I have talked about this. And I guess everyone wants the ball in their hands, and you look at 7-on-7. But I'll tell you what, if I had a stud potential young kid that, like a future jumpy gathers, whoever it might be, I would say, you know what? You worried about having your hands on the ball, but how about you get after the opposing quarterback? You get paid a lot of money. That's few and far between when you look at, like, kind of a diamond in the rough. Listen, Mike and I was talking about this, and I don't think I'm being like an old fart, like old school, but I'm telling you, they had six, seven, eight, nine guys like the Reggie White likes that can Bruce Smith, Reggie White that can rush the passer. Now you're hoping there's one or two guys like that.
You're right. You're right. And Bobby, the ball, you know, back then, Bobby, you were play action, holding the ball.
Yep.
Man, the ball in the way so quick. And then, and it's not an excuse, man. You still can have a great pass rush. But the ball's away so quick, the tunnel screens, the wide receiver screens, going so fast, you got to rotate your defensive line. It's like basketball on grass. It's not like they're dropping that seven-step drop.
Yep.
It almost not exists. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Coach, one of the things that is changing the sport, and you change with it, is the transfer portal, and that's going to be good with it. There's going to be some negative with it. And sort of long-term, are you looking – you have to have somebody in-house to keep an eye on a potential player that could help you at a spot that's looking to leave. We're seeing it in baseball, basketball, football, all across the board. What type of dramatic impact you think that this will happen? Now, we've always had it, but the ability to transfer and not sit out a year – I think is really opened the genie in the bottle now, and for good and bad.
Well, like Coach O, like Mike said, you almost have to re-recruit. Yeah, recruit. Yeah, I mean, come on, it's like ridiculous. You got to sell him, then you got to sell him again, and you got to continuously sell him.
Yeah, you know, it's two phases. First of all, we have a great personnel department. It's just like the pro personnel department now, Mike and Bobby. It ain't no difference. I mean, those guys, you look at possible free agents at some position that you may need. We look at possible guys that may be transfer, possible graduate transfers. Hey, two guys that we got, Mike Jones and Major Burns, are immediately eligible.
Yep.
And those guys, both of those guys have a chance to start. Look at the graduate transfers that we got here. Our personnel department has done a great job, but you mentioned one thing. It's about re-recruiting the guys on the team. You know what I'm saying? And you got to have a positive team atmosphere. And then again, it's tough to play at LSU. So some guys may transfer that may not feel that they can play. And then if that happens, you got addition by subtraction.
LSU head football coach Ed Ogeron, enjoy your time. And Destin, good luck this fall. We'll talk to you soon, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
Hey, Mike, congratulations, man. Go Tigers.
All
hey,
right,
Bobby.
Brother. Thank
All right,
you.
Junior.
Hey, Bobby, we got to get that CP3XL, baby. Let's go.
Oh, I got to get that triple CP3XL.
No, I'm getting better. I'm not near the 3XL. I'm more XL and a half. I'm trying to get to XL instead of double XL. I want to wear that CP3XL because, Coach O, listen. How could you not like CP3? Even if you don't even like basketball, you want to talk about a winner from coming out of Wake Forest. CP3 is a winner no matter where he's been. Look, when he was at Oklahoma City, he made the Thunder relevant. Then look what he's in the championship game with the Suns. All I know is CP3 is kind of like Charlie Ward type quarterback, basketball, football. CP3 could have played football, I'm telling you, his mindset.
Hey, Bobby, I'm going downstairs. Our good buddy Luis Cortina's downstairs. We're going to go discuss your XL wearing shirt.
Yes, I'm trying to get there. I'm trying to get back to my Necker Island days.
Coach O, thanks so much. All right, we'll step away and come back for Homer and Gonzalez. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.